While working at a rock radio station years ago, Liz Curtis Higgs suddenly found Jesus Christ. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. You know, it wasn't long before Liz was able to get a coworker excited about reading God's Word.
Our radio station had a glass booth, so it had walls all the way around. And the receptionist's desk was just outside of my glass booth. And she watched me, not just that day, but every day, with my Bible in the studio. While the songs were playing, I was reading the Bible. I just couldn't get enough. And she would watch me in there with excitement, you know, practically jumping up and down. And she finally stuck her head in the studio one day and said, "What are you reading?"
And who knew that the Bible could be so exciting?
I said, "Alice, I'm reading the Bible." And she said, "Surely it's not that exciting." I said, "Oh, yes, it is. Come, look what it says." And I showed her a few verses that I just found very powerful. And she said, "Wow, I sure would like a Bible like that one." Well, I had saved up to buy this Bible. It was a study Bible, NASB leather. I think it was about $50, which back then was a lot of money. But she said, "Boy, I'd love to have a Bible just like that." And God nudged me and said, "You can do this." So I saved up and I bought Alice a Bible just like mine. And that was a good thing because she was the first person who said she would like to learn the Bible with me. And it was great that we had identical Bibles because I knew so little.
In studying together, the two women learned a lot.
I didn't know Colossians from Galatians from anything. I knew nothing. I was starting from scratch. And so God in His goodness provided for not just my Bible, but one for Alice as well.
What an exciting story. Whether you realize it or not, people are watching you. So be ready to share with people God has placed in your path. To find more tips for sharing your faith in Christ, go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.